Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show on in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry's here. KathyPerry.com, right? Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, .com with a C.
Yep.
What do you think, Kathy? Is that right?
That is right, Jim.
All
Thank
right,
you.
So, folks, you can find her wherever you just go. Just type her little name in there, and if you need some help with your social media, she's the person who can do it. So, and can settle things, can solve things, and make help you make sense of it all. Kathy, let's talk about Facebook ads versus Google ads. Where should I spend my money?
Well, the thing is, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. And a lot of people get confused about how they operate. And when you think about Google ads, it's people are searching for something. So you're trying to put your ad in front of them when they're searching for something. Mm-hmm. But on Facebook, they're not searching for anything. You're just kind of popping your ad up in front of them to try and get them to take notice and mm-hmm. take action. Mm-hmm. So it's two totally separate things.
So Facebook, and Google is more passive and search-driven. Facebook is a little
search
more
driven.
In your face. No pun
it's
intended. It's a little
driven.
More in your face.
let's say interest driven.
Okay, all right. You're nicer than
because
me.
they're putting ads in front of those people who might be interested in their products. Because remember, Facebook really knows what you like.
They know everything
about you.
They know everything.
They know everything, right? And we're not talking about just Facebook. It's Instagram, WhatsApp, you know, mm-hmm. Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that most of the experts feel like you should have a strategy that involves both
uh-huh.
Facebook and Google ads.
Yeah, it's similar. You know, it reminds me of in the old days. I mean, and this is not new. This is not old school or new school. This is the school. This is where, you know, that we used to have the campaigns where you
yeah.
had radio, you had billboard, you had television, you had newspapers, you had magazine. You know, you hit.
Yep.
We called it a blitz, and you did the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's the difference between yeah. advertising and having a strategy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's really important to have a strategy for
yeah.
your social media as
right.
well. As any other type of ad campaign strategy you might have. And the thing is that they've made it so much, so personal with the social campaigns
mm-hmm.
that you can now, in Facebook, you can create look-alike audiences based on who your customers normally look like. And,
wow.
and Facebook will serve those ads to people who look like your exact customer profile.
Wow.
And
so,
this is good.
See, folks, this is a good exercise for you to let social media make you come up with who your profile customer is, which you're probably not doing a good job of. I'm sorry, but most small business owners do not do that.
Yeah.
Kathy,
let's
move on to the messenger bots, because this actually might be some help to folks. Tell us about this quickly.
Okay. Well, messenger bots, you know, Facebook has improved the bot experience a lot more.
Tell them what a bot is.
A bot is an automated, like, little box that
as
pops
in, as
up.
In robot. As in robot, folks. Go ahead.
A robot. And asking a question. So maybe you need to find out some more information, how you could help a customer or help somebody who's on your Facebook page and giving them more information.
Mm-hmm.
And before, you used to have to use third-party tools to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook didn't do it internally. Now you can actually build a lead generation bot directly in your Facebook Ads Manager, and it no longer have to have a third party tool.
Was it pop up and say? Was it pop up and say need some help? Was it?
Yeah, it actually is built right in with templated questions and answers for you to them to guide you through building a bot.
This is pretty sophisticated stuff, folks. But get some help, folks.
Nurturing.
You got to do it, but get some help with it. Don't try to be the genius of this. That's what we got Kathy for. Kathy, thank you for being here. Good job, Julie. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, she will help you with your social media. As you can tell, she's very smart. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, .com on the end, and you'll find her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.